I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day today to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're next along on this line, in this series here in Revelation. It's going back about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, last time I preached this, though I taught it on Wednesday night just recently, within the last few months. But here on the radio, for whatever reason, when I was preaching this, I stopped right here and preached a sermon on the doctrine of the rapture. And so that's what we're going to do. I'm going to follow along in these lines that I preached this series. And for whatever reason, 2 years ago when I was preaching it, I felt that this belonged right here in this series. So that's what we'll do here on the radio. And I think it's an important sermon and study because it's not going to be my opinion. You're going to hear straightforward, strictly what the Bible says about the doctrine of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Maybe you say right along, right there, the rapture is not the second coming. I think we're going to cover all that. We're going to start that here today. So prior to getting started, for more info on this ministry, WGODradio.com is a great website. There's a link on there for prior broadcasts. You can hear over 10 years worth of programs. Just about everything I've ever taught is uploaded on there through that podcasting company. You can find it on there. You can download the app for more current stuff, and that is WGOD Radio. You can download our church app. It's Island Community Church FL. Watch services live that are on there on Sunday morning and on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Okay, one more thing. My email address, paul@wgodradio.com. I'd love to hear your feedback. Love to hear if you enjoyed this program or don't. And I'd just love to hear your feedback. Okay, here we go. This will play today and tomorrow. The Doctrine of the Rapture.
The Doctrine of the Rapture, I've entitled this. Not Pastor Paul Esposito's opinion about the rapture, but the doctrine of the rapture. Doctrine being one of my all-time favorite words, and as you all know, how I love to teach. What does the Bible teach about this American word? Now, perhaps you say, wait a minute, you mean Greek word, or Hebrew word, or Aramaic word? No. The word rapture is nowhere in your Bible. Rapture is an English word translated from a Latin word. So no one understands the word rapture is nowhere in your Bible. You're not going to find it there. The idea of the rapture of the church came about, get this now, in the 1830s. And a young child named Margaret. Margaret MacDonald was born in 1815 in Glasgow, Scotland, and died around 1840. So she died at 25 years old. She lived with her two older brothers, James and George, both of whom ran a shipping business. Now, beginning in 1826 through 1829, a few preachers in Scotland emphasized that the world's problems could only be addressed through an outbreak of supernatural gifts from the Holy Spirit. In response, Isabella and Mary Campbell of the parish of Rosneath manifested charismatic experiences such as speaking in tongues. Around 1830, the miraculous healings were reported through James Campbell, first of his sister Margaret MacDonald, and then of Mary Campbell. Shortly thereafter, James and George MacDonald manifested the speaking and interpretation of tongues. And soon others followed suit in prayer meetings. These charismatic experiences garnered national attention. Many came to see and investigate these events. Some, such as Edward Irving and Henry Drummond, regarded these events as genuine displays from the Holy Spirit. Others, including John Darby and Benjamin Newton, whom the Plymouth Brethren, famous group of Christians back in the day, whom the Plymouth Brethren sent on their behalf to investigate, they came to the conclusion that these displays were all demonic. And here's what the great theologian Margaret MacDonald told them. With a high fever at 15 years old, she received a prophetic message that Christ was going to appear in two stages at his second coming, the second advent, and not one single occasion, as most all people formerly believed. The vision revealed that Christ would first come in glory to those that would look for him, and again in a final stage when every eye would see him. Now, I know some Christians would dispute this, what I just said, and that there was a man in Scotland, namely John Darby, that was preaching a pre-tribulation rapture before this girl had this vision, though perhaps 1 year before, after this move of whatever you want to call it. We follow the word of God. So, but this is why this topic is so hotly debated. I want to look at four things here this morning about the rapture. And all four are blanks on your handout. Number one, what is the rapture? Number two, where is the rapture to take place, if there is such a thing? Where is it to take place? Number three, when is the rapture to occur? And number four, what happens if you miss the rapture? Now, I'm going to give you letters to fill in on these blanks. So leave a little space for what I give you if you're writing, okay? What is the rapture? Where is it going to take place? Three, when is it? And number four, what happens if you miss it? So let's go through this. Let's end this sermon this morning with some rock-solid, 100% accurate Bible doctrine that no man can refute. Question number one, while you're turning in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. So we're going to answer that question the only way that we know how here, and that is with a scripture verse. First reference on your bottom of your handout, too. But it's 4:16. Here it goes. First Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain, or we who are alive and are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Notice the events that transpire. Seven things here. Number one, the Lord descends out of heaven. Number two, there's an archangel involved in this. Probably Gabriel. Number three, this happens with the sound of a trumpet. Maybe all that old figure of speech and stuff will be right. Maybe it'd be Gabriel blowing his old trumpet. That's probably where all that folklore comes from, right? It's Bible-based. So number three, this happens with the sound of a trumpet. Number four, this is Resurrection Day. Right? He says the dead in Christ will rise first. So guess what? Dead people don't rise until Resurrection Day. Number five, those that are alive will follow. Sorry, Ron, I'm going too fast. Just a quick seven things here. Number one, the Lord comes down. He descends from heaven. Number two, there's an archangel involved in this. Number three, this happens with the sound of a trumpet. Number four, this is on Resurrection Day. Number four, those that are alive will follow those that were raised up from the dead. That was five. Number six, we go up and meet the Lord in the air. And number seven, my favorite, we will never be separated again. How do you like them apples? Right, count me in. We will never be separated again. Now, rapture is the Latin word rapturi, R-A-P-T-U-R-I, which comes from the Greek word harpazo, which in English is translated here as caught up. When you read the word caught up, that's where this word rapture comes from. The Greek word harpazo means this, and I quote, an open act of violence. Like when someone walks up to Publix and they put a knife in their back and they say what? Stick them up! Is rapture. It's an open act of violence as opposed to a secret. It also means theft. Open theft. To steal out in the open. As opposed to the word klepto, which means to steal secretly. Like the man who pilfers money out of the bank for years and years and years, and no one knows about it for years. It's the secret thief. Different Greek word. Here you've got the open thief. And it's Jesus who's coming as a thief in the night. And he's going to steal openly all those that are his. An open act of violence to seize, to steal, to snatch away forcefully is what this word rapture means, harpazo, to steal. You can even read in Philippians 2:6 where it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, who, existing in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That word robbery is where this word rapture comes from. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and humbled himself. Same word. So the rapture is the promise that Jesus is coming back again, and at some particular moment, he is going to raise the dead, and us afterwards, we will be changed. That is, our bodies are going to be changed. Here's another text that shows us. Let's turn there next. Now, keep a finger here or a Bible marker or something. We're going to come back here. But let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 says this. Paul says, behold, I tell you a mystery. Again, this is, you know, mystery in the Bible means it's a direct revelation from God no one's ever heard before. No prophet knew this, no apostle, no one knew this. It's a secret of God now revealed to us. What's the secret God has to tell us? Behold, I tell you a mystery. We're not all asleep. Sleep means what, church? Die. I'm going to give you a mystery, something only God knew. He's given to me, and he's told me to tell you, and here it is. Behold, not all of us are going to die. That's the secret no one's ever heard. Not all of us in this world are going to die. But we're going to be changed. Metalaxin. Means to change forms. We're going to be changed, verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Now he tells you when.
look at the last trumpet.
Don't tell me you don't know when the rapture is. He says it right here. At the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead, and what's it say? What do we read in the other verse? The dead will rise first, right? The dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will all be changed. Hallelujah. What a great day again that's going to be. Incorruptible. Donna, that means your back's not going to hurt anymore. All your bones. Oh, you won't have any bones. You can walk through walls. I will like broccoli. We'll all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. You can boil it, and I'll sit at your plate in a moment. In a twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, boop, 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 and the dead will be raised. Incorruptible, won't sin anymore. You'll have no more limitations, no more carrying the air bottle, no more being sick, no more sinning, no more letting yourself or people or God down. You'll be incorruptible and will be changed. So the time is coming when you and I, believers in Jesus Christ, will no longer be in these bodies, hallelujah, but we're going to be changed into new spiritual bodies. So that's the answer to question number one, what is the rapture? If you're writing under one, A, what is the rapture? Resurrection day. Resurrection day. B, the day of our translation. Have I made this up? It's resurrection day. The dead in Christ will rise first. That's resurrection day. And the day of our translation. Number two, question number two, where is the rapture to take place? Again, this is a quick answer. First Thessalonians 4:17, we who are alive and remain will be caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air. So answer to question two, where is the rapture to take place? In the air. By the way, here's your proof for all these. In the air is 1 Thessalonians 4:17. What is the rapture? That it's resurrection day is in both of those texts I gave you. You'll see them on the handout on the bottom. 1 Thessalonians 4:15 through 17. 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52. That's the proof for its resurrection day and it's our translation. Question number three. When is the rapture to take place? Again, we've got the answer to this question. It's not as difficult as people make it out to be. Let's read the word of God again, and he will tell us when the rapture is. Back to 1 Thessalonians 4:16 again. It says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, like, Lazarus, come forth. But this time he won't say the name Lazarus. If he didn't say Lazarus the first time, that would have been resurrection day. And everyone would have came out of the graves. He had to say Lazarus. Because he's got authority over everyone, living and the dead. He's the Lord. I am the resurrection, he said, and the life. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Verse 17, notice the word then. So the Bible says the dead in Christ will rise first. Turn with me, please, to the Gospel of John, chapter 6. Paul said the dead in Christ are going to rise first. When is the rapture? The dead in Christ are going to rise first. John chapter 6, starting in verse 39. John 6:39, Jesus speaking, this is what he says. He says it four times in case you've missed it. 39, this is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but shall raise it up on the last day. Verse 40. This is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and I'll raise him up on the last day. Verse 54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I'll raise him up on the last day. Now, allow me to ask you a question. According to the Word of God, when will the dead in Christ rise? It's simple. On the last day. Which is point A in the first answer for question three. When will the rapture occur? A, on the last day. We don't have time to read it, but I'll give you another one. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 through 24. We're not going to look at it now, but write it down. When will the rapture occur? On the last day, because rapture day is resurrection day. Rapture day is resurrection day. I guarantee you, you will not hear that on television. Point B. For when is the rapture to occur? B would be after, sorry to tell you this, after the tribulation. After the tribulation. Matthew 24:29 says this, and I quote, immediately after the tribulation. That's in case you're wondering. Immediately after the tribulation. Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, the powers of heaven will be shaken, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, all the tribes of the earth will wail, they'll see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with power and great glory, and he will send out his angel with the great sound of the trumpet, and he will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. I wish it wasn't, but that sure sounds like the snatching away of his saints to me. Maybe there's two of them. If there is, then if not, then Jesus just told you when this is going to happen. He is going to gather together his elect after the tribulation. So he sends his angels. The trumpet sounds, the saints, his elect, are gathered together, which jives perfectly with point C. When is the rapture? For number C, you can put the last trumpet. The last trumpet. Scripture verse, 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We're not all going to die, but we're going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound. The dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will all be changed.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Set me apart, gave me a new heart, filled with compassion to share your great love. Show me your ways, I want to know you. Guide me in truth, my hope is in you.
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.